Dangers of diet pills, man loses leg. Muscle roast. There are many dangers to diet pills, and you will see a live example of that at the bottom of this article. Losing weight is a long and tiring process, and it requires determination and a lot of energy. So many people decide to take a path of least resistance and try to lose fat with diet pills, never thinking about the dangers of diet pills. Diet pills often work, but are not the healthiest way to lose weight. It's probably actually the worst way to lose weight. Some are more, and some of them are less toxic, but all of them come with some side effects. Everything has its cost, so either you are going to invest your time, energy and effort, or you will invest your health, if you know what I mean. Statistically, people who have taken diet pills have complained about two common problems most frequently. Every 2 out of 3 people complain about these side effects. The most common ingredient found in these diet pills is a substance called sibutramine. This supplement is currently illegal in Europe, and this is because of its very bad side effects. Unstoppable internal bleeding, heart palpitations, and also some more serious and even fatal side effects like strokes. This is one thing about the dangers of diet pills is that there are so many of them. You are really gambling when you take down one of these things. I mean, really? You expect to take a pill, lose weight for no reason, and expect it to not be bad for you. How do you think these pills work? Well, I can easily tell you the answer to that. They freaking increase your heart rate like crazy, which in turn burns calories. And that, my friend, is not healthy. Do any diet pills work? Many diet pills work, you know, the ones that are really bad for you. And at the same time, many diet pills don't work that well, or maybe don't work at all. In the bodybuilding world, there are many diet pills that bodybuilders use. The one that is most infamous and controversial is DNP. Dinitrophenol is the most efficient, and at the same time the most dangerous fat-burning drugs ever. As a matter of fact, this drug is actually not even created for human consumption, but is actually a fertilizer. Somehow, somebody discovered that it's extremely efficient for fat-burning purposes and now it's used for that in the fitness world. Yes, that is some funny crap. People will really do anything once they want something. How does DNP work for fat loss? DNP works in a way that it increases your body temperature to 107 degrees Fahrenheit, and that makes your body burn fat rapidly. You literally don't have to diet, or even train, and you will burn fat. One of the people that is known for consuming this diet pill is Boston Lloyd, an amateur bodybuilder. He is famous for being publicly open about his drug consumption, including diet pills, which has gotten him a great body, but his health is another story. He has won a few bodybuilding competitions, and in his last one a few years ago, he really looks amazingly lean. His body fat percentage had to be below 3%, and that probably came from those nice diet pills. Why do people like Boston take diet pills? Boston used to be a chubby kid, so he is not genetically predisposed to getting lean and gaining muscle. People in the fitness space will do anything to win, and the dangers of diet pills are not a concern. Another person also is known for great results with DNP and diet pills is Dr. Tony Huge. Tony Huge is a former lawyer and represents his own brand called Enhanced Athlete. On his YouTube channel, you can actually watch him experiment with many steroids, and also diet pills and substances, including DNP. If you watch his channel, you will notice that he travels a lot, is always on the move, and does not follow the rigid and strict diet of a bodybuilder. The point here is that this guy got ready in about 4 weeks to compete in the classic physique. He also won the show, and simply because of DNP, diet pills, and other PEDs usage, of course. Can you die from diet pills? Yes. Diet pills can, and already have killed many people around the world. There is a case of a 25-year-old father from the UK. This guy just wanted to get a bit more muscular without dieting much, and chose the road of diet pills. He decided to take 8 pills of this junk, and ended up at the hospital in a medically induced coma. Thankfully he did not die, but if he had taken a few more of these pills, he would have. And if 8 pills caused all of this, only 1 or 2 can cause some very serious side effects. So be careful what you put inside your body. Are diet pills bad for your kidneys? Yes, diet pills can be very dangerous for your kidneys. The role of kidneys in your body is basically to clean it from all the waste. They help the body get rid of waste through urine, and they also clean the blood of all the toxins before sending it back to the heart. Taking diet pills, especially the ones that are actually efficient, means that a lot of strange substances will have to go through your body. Your body will absorb and utilize all of them, and give you all the benefits that you wanted. But happens with them in the end? They will not stay in your system forever, and the organ responsible for cleansing your body of this are your kidneys. The more toxins you give to your kidneys to get rid of, the larger toll you put on them and strain them. Diet pills cause kidney failure. There have been cases of people having kidney failure because of diet pill usage. It's not as naive as it may seem. The thing is, these diet pills are consistent with many toxic ingredients. They also all get banned after they induce a couple of deaths. Most of them are actually found in natural herbs, and it takes some time for medical organizations to ban them. So be careful when you buy these, you just may end up with kidney failure. Diet pills that work fast without exercise? All diet pills pretty much work the same way. They raise your body temperature, and this causes your body to burn fat. The most efficient one to achieve this kind of result is DNP. What it does is basically make your body burn fat, while not doing anything. It kind of like making a hole in the tank of your car, and watching the gas pour out while the mileage stays the same. There are so many other, much safer tools to get in shape. Yes, it takes effort, but at least you won't die, right? Instead of spending money on this possibly lethal diet pill, hire a good coach who will help you lose your body fat. It's most efficient way possible without having to sacrifice your health and your life. Diet pills do work, but will they work if your body stops working? Example of someone that almost died. A father who was desperate for the perfect beach body overdosed on diet pills and was given hours to live. Lewis Brown, 25, from Haverhill, Suffolk, took a large amount of the controversial DNP pills to help him lose excess, for him to add more muscle, after becoming obsessed with working out. He even took steroids to go from a healthy 10 stone to a 15 and a half stone frame. But when he turned to the fat burners, the poisonous chemicals increased his body temperature to 42 degrees and was cooking from the inside. Are diet pills regulated and FDA approved? Diet pills are unregulated, so there's no way to know which ones work and how safe they are. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration doesn't consider diet pills as drugs, so unless there's a large number of complaints about a specific brand or type of pills, it won't intervene or issue a warning. Taking diet pills is not the magic solution it is supposed to be. In fact, unless you change the way you eat and exercise, even the few pounds you might lose with diet pills are bound to come back. Addiction to diet pills. According to the Federal Trade Commission, many diet pills' advertised benefits don't really exist. What a shame when it comes to misleading the public. This is especially true of pills that make outrageous promises such as lose 20 pounds in a week or lose weight eating all you want. For many people, this can become an ongoing problem. Instead of concentrating on learning to eat well and changing your eating habits, you might become addicted to the promise of greater but easy weight loss. Who is really interested in putting in hard work these days? Not many people, and that is why a huge amount of the population are overweight. According to eating disorders website Something Fishy, some pills might have addictive qualities. You end up feeling good when you take them and sick or down when you stop, perpetuating a cycle. According to Something Fishy, diet pills can cause a variety of side effects. Most of them are minor and, while troublesome, they are not dangerous. Common side effects include insomnia, restlessness, headaches, diarrhea or dry mouth. According to fraud guides, pills that promise to block carbs or fat can cause diarrhea, cramps and other intestinal problems, even if taken as directed. While most side effects of pills disappear when you stop taking your pills, this is not always the case. Heart arrhythmias and palpitations, tightness in the chest, dizziness and confusion can happen with long-term usage of diet pills. According to Something Fishy, congestive heart failure or strokes are also possible, as are convulsions and renal failure. Fen-phen, a diet pill that is now banned in the U.S., caused primary pulmonary hypertension in some users, which can lead to respiratory failure and death. Just hit the weights and don't eat like a fat pig. That is just MuscleRoast.com advice, do whatever the hell you want. Just keep in mind that there is no quick fix. Anything that you get overnight will come with a price. Losing weight fast cannot possibly be healthy.